Mary Carlson. This is the fourth in my series this week on family challenges, faith questions. This is on homosexuality in the family. It's the first time I have directly taught about homosexuality in and of itself in the family, though I do a lot throughout my courses. I teach social work at St. Olaf College, and we incorporate diversity of human life all through our curriculum, so I often teach about homosexuality. But I realized as I put it on the board, I've never put that title on the board, per se. Let me tell you a little bit about my experience with this, in that I have a gay brother, John, who is next to me in the family. We are two of five children in our family. I also lived with a housemate for 3 years who was gay, with another person, a friend of ours, so the three of us were family, or created family, for 3 years. I've had a lot of gay and lesbian and bisexual transgendered students who I have known over the years at St. Olaf. And I have periodically, along with David Wee, who's here, been an advisor to the student group at St. Olaf, which recently changed its name from OLGA, Olaf Lesbian and Gay Alliance, to GLOW, Gay, Lesbian, or whatever, exclamation point. Very clever on their part. And I think indicative of the time of life when many people are struggling to understand themselves and their own identities. I've also had a little over 14 years of work in HIV/AIDS as a medical social worker. And in Minnesota, at least, AIDS work involves primarily work with gay men, though that is not true any longer across the country, and certainly not across the world. That's been my experience with an immersion in that community and culture because of HIV/AIDS. What I'd like to do today is a bit of basic information, probably not real new to a lot of people in the room, although people have a variety of understanding and knowledge and experience with people who are homosexual. Talk a little bit about the coming out process in families. Some common family reactions, though we're always aware of the danger of generalization, there are certainly some pretty common ways families respond to the news that a family member is gay or lesbian. Some suggestions for how to cope with that and work through it to a place of health and wholeness in families. And then I've gotten better over the week at allowing time for conversation with the group that's here. So I will try to cut off before we're out of time. Let me read a couple of little short excerpts of pieces. One is from a book by, what is her last name, Griffin. Some of you are probably familiar with it. It's called Beyond Acceptance, Parents of Lesbians and Gays Talk About Their Experiences. She writes, Don came out to me after another son let it slip that he was gay. I have four sons and a daughter. My other boys had been talking about Don and his queer friends. When I objected to the way they were talking, one said, well, Mom, you know Don's gay. I said, don't say that about him. After all, he's your brother. I became very defensive and talked about it being okay that Don was not an athlete, and I started to cry. I said, I don't know why I'm crying. I don't believe this. I don't think it's true. And a little while later, the phone rang. One of my other sons had called Don and told him, you better call Mother. We just told her you're gay, and she's all upset. My first question when Don called was, Don, are you gay? And he said, yes, but you've always known that. I said, when did you find out? And he answered, when I was about 3 or 4. I felt I had failed. I thought, how am I going to deal with this, and what will the neighbors say? I had a lot of bad information stored in the back of my head. It's a blow to your ego to think you're such a competent and perceptive parent and then find out you have a gay child. You think you know your child so well and then find out that he knew this at a young age and didn't tell. You feel you really missed the boat in some things. And one other. I didn't really want to hear it. I probably could have helped by saying, Sarah, are you trying to tell us you're gay? But I was afraid she'd say yes. And I wasn't about to take a chance on that. It was about 3 days later when we got the letter, and I didn't even want to open it. It was a loving letter, a caring letter. She told us she'd been aware of her gayness since she was 12. She wasn't ashamed of it. She had found somebody she loved who loved her. For the first time in her life, she wasn't lonely anymore. Herb and I cried when we read the letter because it was full of pain. It's a letter no parent wants to receive. Then we thought, where do we go from here? And just one other piece, which I found in the Resource Center here at Holden, and I want to suggest to you that there are lots of good resources on all sorts of these topics right here in the resource room, and certainly some good books in the library. Any of you know this Reverend Paul Johnson from Viroqua, Wisconsin? Heard about his story? I didn't know this. This is a press release from May of 1991. He says, on May 22, 1991, I resigned as assistant to the bishop of the La Crosse Area Synod of the ELCA. My resignation came in response to a request from Bishop Guttormson. I have served very well for 3 years as assistant to the bishop. The bishop has been appreciative and complimentary concerning my work. On Tuesday, May 14th, Bishop Guttormson told me he had been informed that I'm gay. I revealed my sexual orientation to a small group at an ELCA Congregational Social Ministry event in Chicago. The conference encouraged us to share our stories and our pain with the others in the small groups to which we had been assigned. The trust level in my group was good, and I believed my confidence would be respected. Two members of the group did not keep that confidence. When they returned home, they shared what they knew about me with their bishop. His concern eventually led to letters from these two persons to Bishop Guttormson. I believe that I'm a child of God, accepted and affirmed by our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that sexuality is a gift from God, homosexuality as well as heterosexuality. I was not aware of my sexuality either when I got married or when I was ordained. My struggle with my sexual identity caused me to be suicidal for many years. Fully accepting myself as a gay man nearly 7 years ago was a born-again experience in the best sense of that term. The years since then have continued to be difficult. I continued in my marriage even after coming out to my wife 6.5 years ago. Those years have been very hard for her, but her love